You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Joe Hagan, the president of the original Soup Man. This famous, delicious line of soups has been famous since a very special actor, Larry Thomas, said, "No soup for you," on Seinfeld. Mr. Hagan, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're more than welcome and a pleasure to have you with us on the program. So tell us, I understand you have some big news to share. Get into some of those details.
Well, sure, we do. Actor Larry Thomas, who Seinfeld fans fell in love with when he yelled, "No soup for you." He's internationally renowned wherever he goes. People, you know, urge him and prompt him to, you know, say the famous line. What we're doing now with Larry is he'll be yelling, "Soup Man, soup for all." As the Soup Man, he is our new spokesperson for Original Soup Man Soups, and we're very happy that he's joining us. See, we've always been a fun brand, and now it's even more fun to enjoy our delicious soups. They're already iconic, but the reason that we've achieved such popularity is really because of the fun factor, you know, everything that goes associated with the Soup Man. So every bowl of soup from the Original Soup Man is made to feel you, make you feel real happy. I think Larry helps us, you know, achieve that and make that connection with people that have been following it for years.
Yeah, and that particular episode was one of the best of all time on Seinfeld. Now, Larry Thomas portrayed the Soup Man on Seinfeld, for those of you who didn't know. What will his role be in the company?
Well, he is our Colonel Sanders, if you will. He's going to be our Soup Man. He is our Soup Man for the Original Soup Man, and he will work across all forms of media. He will do select interviews, but most importantly, the company will be starting with a lot of unique video content written by award-winning scriptwriters and specially designed to become viral content. We will share this on our website, on social media, which is very popular with fans of all ages. And he'll make some select appearances, but most of all is the fun in the videos that we have already written, and we begin filming. This video content is where our roots are, because that's how people fell in love with Larry. We know people love our soup. This is our offering to win them head over heels back in love with our brand. And it really is just the beginning of our Just Try It campaign, which will be announced formally very soon.
I think it's a great strategy. Now today we're joined briefly by Mr. Joe Hagan, the president of the Original Soup Man, a famous, delicious line of soups here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Hagan, tell us about the soups. I know they are very famous and people love them. Tell us about some of the soups that you offer.
Well, yeah, the interesting thing is I am a native New Yorker. I live in New Jersey now. But as a native New Yorker, you know that when a light turns green, people are honking and people want to move. So, you know, the one iconic thing about the soups is that New Yorkers, even in the rain, would wait 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, just for these delicious soups. So that's the roots of our store, the original store on 55th Street. But what makes our soups now so special is really we utilize a best-in-breed technology in order to meet today's consumer needs. It's called Tetra Recart, okay? Our franchises and where we sell our bulk soups are still made the same way in small batches. Okay, and ship to those stores, but we wanted to reach more and more fans, so we have it available online as well as in supermarkets, and it's through a technology called Tetra Recart, and it really is, Eric, a refreshing alternative to shelf-stable foods. It's great. We can use the freshest vegetables, chicken, fish, all the best spices that we use, and we use this technology, and what happens with our package, it has a 2-year shelf life while using zero preservatives. So now our award-winning soups are truly a better alternative because they're fresh, there's no metallic taste, they're natural, There's no risk of BPA like you would have in a can. We don't believe soup should be in a can, certainly not Soupman soups. They're convenient. They're convenient two ways. One, they're easy to open. You can just tear and pour and then heat and eat the soups. There's no tools required. My six-year-old opens, you know, the packaging all the time on her own. And there's also easy access. We're in over 7,000 supermarkets currently. You can go online at www.originalsoupman.com to see if there's a supermarket near you. And if not, you can always order it online. Also, these packages, it's important, are environmentally sound. They're recyclable. They're safe. They preserve really well. There's no sharp edges. And it stores really well. You can stack them neatly, not only in the supermarket shelf space, but in your pantry. And you can save about 30 to 40% of shelf space. So what we've done here with our soups, if I may, Eric, is I believe we brought in a fresh fare to an old category. This is a category that I think was overdue for a makeover. The old way of soups were perceived lacking freshness, you know, really lacking nutritional value because they were loaded with preservatives. So our Soupman soups are made fresh. They stay fresh. They have no preservatives. And we just love it as our wholesome comfort food that's the best tasting soups in the world.
Well, Mr. Hagan, it certainly has been great to have had you. And as a fan of Seinfeld and also of that particular episode, it has been more than an honor to have you with us today and wish you nothing but the best. Is there anything else that we should know about the original Soupman soup? Anything that's in the works or anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Basically, that, you know, our company is excited to bring Soupman soups for all. We've done a lot since we got involved in the company. We bought, I represent a group of investors that were involved in this company for a long time, and we always thought this iconic brand should be a iconic company. And, you know, prior management, you know, always stumbled in that regard. I think they were not good stewards of capital. So we went in and bought the assets out of bankruptcy. And so far in the first 8 months, I mean, we have closed our first C-store chain with 40 locations. We have an additional 80 locations planned to begin distribution in the next 12 months. We've re-engaged a major school system that is serving our product, and sales are up dramatically. We've signed 60 franchise locations to carry Soupman in a test with strategic locations at schools, airports, universities. We've rebuilt every single relationship with all critical vendors, and we remain in good standing. But we've also gone a step further and streamlined our production, our bulk production. In Wisconsin is where we make, our co-packer makes the Tetra Record. They have the technology out there for the supermarkets and for the online business. But for the restaurants and all the places where you have, you know, hot food service and serve our Soupman brand, we bought our own manufacturing facility and distributor in New York City here. So we built up a really nice pipeline and revenue that we want to execute on in the next 24 months. And I would say that we've achieved a lot in the last 8 months, and I'm very proud of the management team we put together. And so, you know, our online business is growing as people are getting access to it. We have a Soupman Soup of the Month Club, and we're just excited to achieve across, whether it's schools, convenience stores, franchises, wherever it may be. In the deli section, we'll have fresh soups and a lot of good relationships that we're putting together. So we really want to execute on our plan of having Soupman soup for all. Everyone should be able to enjoy our great soups.
A fantastic report, and I'm telling you, anyone tuning in today is probably hungry about right now. Where can listeners hit that website again, where listeners can get further details on the original Soupman and where they can make purchase and also find the product in a supermarket near them?
Okay, you can go online at originalsoupman.com and order it right to your door conveniently. Or there's some great supermarket chains, and gosh, I don't want to leave any out. But we're locally here in the New York area in ShopRite, we're in Stop and Shop, we're in Kroger's, we're in HEB, we're in Wegmans. The list is all there on the website where you could find out if the supermarket nearest you carries it. There's a good chance it may, and if it doesn't, we hope to be there very soon as we continue to execute on our plan.
Well, Mr. Hagan, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you on the program. All the best, and thanks for your time today.
Excellent, Eric. Soup for you. Have a great day.
And bring it on. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Hagan, the president of the Original Soup Man, a famous, delicious line of soups. And for further details and to get your Original Soup Man soup, visit originalsoupman.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.